Advocates working to fix problems with rural health care say Alabama is ground zero nationally. Studies say Alabama has the highest infant mortality rate in the U.S. Alabama is also home to Gadsden, which had the lowest life expectancy in the nation in 2016. Despite all of this, rural hospitals in the state receive the lowest reimbursements nationally from Medicare. That's blamed for 80% of Alabama's hospitals that are operating in the red. The Alabama Public Radio News team spent the year looking into rural health care issues, some possible remedies, and the people whose health may be at stake. APR's Pat Duggan starts us off with this report.
I hurt so bad, and I just stayed in the bed. Like, for years I stayed in bed. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't wait on myself.
40 miles here, like, in Missouri, there's a different way of life.
My twin brother.
We're sitting at the dining table with Faye. She asked us not to use her real name. During our visit, one of her favorite songs plays in the background on an old portable CD player. Faye is 72, and following her first ever mammogram in the year 2000, she found she had breast cancer.
And then they told me on top of that, they said that I had the worst kind. And I said, well, cancer. I said, well, what is the worst kind? Cancer is just bad no matter how you look at it.
It didn't stop there.
It metastasized to my spine, I swear. My back kept hurting and kept hurting, and I kept running to the doctor.
For Faye, running to the doctor takes explaining. That's because of where she lives. The nearest cancer specialist is in Tuscaloosa. That's an hour and a half away by car, and Faye didn't have one. She scraped together $600 for a used truck. Her latest checkup meant hitting the road at 2 a.m. She says that meant fewer stoplights.
Do you know that that truck made it all the way down there? Without you know, me having to stop for it, because it was just making all kind of weird noises, like because the transmission was gone. It wouldn't change gears. It wouldn't do nothing. It would just creep along.
And a study from the Alabama Department of Health says Faye may be one of the lucky ones. The report shows 16% of rural residents in Alabama have no transportation at all.
Rainy snowball stuff.
People are doing without the health care that they need because there are not facilities and people don't have the money.
This is Julia. Like Faye, she doesn't want us to use her real name. 54 of Alabama's 67 counties are considered rural. That includes Julia's hometown, which looks like a slice of Middle America. Rural health advocates say 7 of these counties have no hospital at all. That includes Coosa County, which doesn't even have a doctor. In these communities, unemployment is often high, and poverty is often common. Julia says rural health care is a constant worry.
I have 3 kids that wear glasses, 3 kids who, you know, 3 kids total, but you've got to have dental appointments every year, eye appointments every year, and then when they're sick.
While Faye pays her medical bills with a combination of Medicare and Medicaid, Julia and her husband both have jobs. They get insurance from the state and where Julia's husband works. Their concern is still how to pay for medical care and where to get it.
You're thinking, well, I'm going to go local so that I don't have to drive 45 minutes out of town, and therefore it would be less time. But when there's a limited amount of offices here, you're ending up spending that time waiting because the places are so packed.
And then there are the shortcuts to get health care. At one point, Julia's family raised cattle. They don't do that anymore, but when they did, they worked with a local veterinarian. Julia says if her husband needed medical help and he didn't want to wait in line or face copays, well, you know where this is going.
Living in rural areas and working on farms, most men aren't going to take off and go to the doctor, or there's not enough time. And so, as you know, it just happens.
Julia admits it's not always a matter of convenience, and the choice of people seeing their vet instead of their doctor often comes down to money.
I know of local people who've ran up and got an x-ray at the vet clinic to see if it was really broke or not, because they don't want the expense of hospital, what they've got to pay to go there.
You may not know someone like Julia or like Faye. You may not know anyone living in any of Alabama's rural counties, but an incident in rural Macon County starting in 1932 changed how medical research leads to many of the newest drugs you and your family use.
I also acknowledge the families, community leaders, teachers, and students watching today by satellite from Tuskegee.
In 1997, President Bill Clinton took to the podium to address a period in history where the health industry worked against rural Alabamians based on their race.
The United States government did something that was wrong, deeply, profoundly, morally wrong.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We give honor to Almighty God. To the descendants.
20 years later, many of these same family members of the men who were part of the Tuskegee syphilis study gathered to remember President Clinton's apology for the program.
Just being human, you're angry.
Felicia Chandler is referring to the treatment her grandfather suffered. He was one of the African Americans whose syphilis went untreated as researchers watched how the disease progressed. Chandler says she remembers her mother's stories on how her grandfather underwent regular spinal taps that left him unable to move for hours.
I mean, just the effects from when they came down here for so-called treatment were just horrific.
What the United States government did was shameful, and I am sorry.
The Tuskegee syphilis study ended in 1972, 40 years after it began. The backlash led to tougher regulations on medical research involving human beings. Felicia Chandler wants one thing more.
History will show. It will be written in our textbooks. It will be taught in our schools about actually what happened. You know, that our children and grandchildren will know this history.
Despite all of the problems with Alabama's rural health care crisis, some people are trying to make it work.
Okay. I think that's that way.
Okay. All right.
Check-in is underway at the annual meeting of Alabama's Rural Health Association in Prattville.
We are at 10 a.m. as president, as the current...
The association is made up of Alabama doctors, hospitals, medical schools, and advocates. But today, there's an extra guest sitting in on the discussion.
I'm Alan Morgan. I'm the Chief Executive Officer of the National Rural Health Association, which is a national nonpartisan membership organization.
Morgan's group represents 43 states that are struggling with rural health care. So what place does Alabama hold nationally?
Well, it's more extreme.
And when asked for specifics, Morgan has a list.
Hypertension, obesity, diabetes. Unfortunately, almost all the health disparity metrics, Alabama unfortunately leads the country in, or is at least one of the top five when you look at states across that.
So has any progress been made?
Well, unfortunately, no.
But there are ideas out there. For the next few weeks, the Alabama Public Radio News team will be examining these strategies and will meet the people whose health and lives may be at stake. Pat Duggins, APR News. In Prattville.
So we will be transitioning board leadership at the end of this meeting. We'll be transitioning leadership at the...